The 21 Zimbabwean passengers lost all their belongings when their bus was blocked and looted by the angry protesters just outside Pretoria on Tuesday morning. After the looting, the protesters set the Eagliner bus on fire, leaving only frames to tell the tale. Angry members of the ruling ANC in three Pretoria suburbs of Mamelodi, Atteridgeville and Hammarskraal brought the three suburbs to a standstill starting Monday night. They were protesting against the ANC's decision to sideline the current mayor, Hosientso Spukla Ramakgoba, by electing a new mayoral candidate, Thoko Didiza, to contest the coming elections. Roads were blockaded with burning tires, stones and all sorts of rubbish, leaving thousands of people stranded. About 23 buses and several cars were burnt. A woman protester, who masked herself before talking to the media, said they will keep Pretoria on fire until ANC withdraws the name of Didiza and replace her with their preferred candidate, Ramakgoba.
We are sitting in the RDP houses, and now Spukla is helping us with everything. And now they want to take Spukla away from us. We said, Panzi, what did this a Panzi? As in Panzi, what Spukla can be?
As in Funi. Journalists were also not spared by these protesters. Some were insulted while others had their cell phones forcibly taken and pictures of the protesters deleted. Lenyaro Selo is a reporter with ENCA, a private television station in South Africa.
There was about 15 men who jumped out of the vehicle. They got to our cars, banging all the cars that were around that circle near Shell Garage, pushing us out, telling us to get out. If nobody's allowed to be in Atteridgeville, nobody's allowed to get out.
Police had to use rubber bullets to disperse numerous groups of protesters who stoned passing cars and looted shops owned by foreign nationals. Pretoria Metro Police spokesperson Isaac Mahamba on Tuesday midday described the situation as serious, but said the police were doing their best to bring calm to the affected areas.
Most of the streets are barricaded. All the streets that are leading into the CBD have been blocked with burning or barricaded objects. We just received reports that buses have also been banned. And we are investigating that, yes, there could be a possibility that there is criminal elements involved in all this.
Meanwhile, an ANC member who was shot last week over the mayoral candidate issue died in hospital. The ANC has distanced itself from the violent protests, describing them as the work of criminals. The government has also condemned the destruction of property in the area and is calling on law enforcement agencies to bring those responsible to book. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.